Evidivri, Part 3. I'm Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis, the Mishnah Evidivri. We have the din of the Nirtza. Nirtza is Nikna Bertzia. You acquire a Nirtza. Nirtza is a person who's going to stay till Yovel, the past change. The Kainis Atzmai, and then how does he release himself? How does he find freedom? Teretz's, so the Mishnah be Yovel, when Yovel comes around, Vemisas Ha'odah. And by the death of the master, this is different than an Eved Ivri that was sold and was not a Nirtza, so that he goes out to Shesh. But if the Adon dies in the middle of Shesh, then the halacha is that his children Yorshin, the Eved Ivri, and the Eved Ivri finishes off the Shesh, or the period that he made up, working for the bottom, the children of the Adon, but not by a Nirtza. If a Nirtza decides, if an Eved Ivri after Shesh decides to become a Nirtza, then and then the Adon dies, he's free to go. Now, let's ask a Shaila, what's the halacha about Geroy and Kesef and all the other Eved Ivri and Om Ivriya? They, if they pay out what the Adon paid in, they're allowed to go free. In other words, they can buy themselves back. It can a Nirtza do that also? Now, from the Mishnah, it'd be mashmah that he cannot, because there's only Yovel and Mrs. Odin that's mentioned. Now the question is, why doesn't Geron Kesef work? So the Taisus Rid on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, Diver Maskel, the Kainus Atzmai B'Yovel B'Misus Ha'Odin, maybe he brings down the Diver HaRabbeinu Tam. It's not in a Taisvus, it's the Taisvus Rid brings the words of the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, a Nirtza is not Yaitza B'Goran Kesef, as is Mashma from the Mishnah, because he's not Nikna B'Kesef. In other words, a Nirtza was It's not a person who buys and sells or that sells himself. He's already an Eved Ivri, and then he decides to stay on, and he has to do Ritzia and stays till Yovel. Since nobody paid for him, so he can't buy himself back. Oh, and the Rabbeinu Tam wants to say that any Eved that wasn't paid for, and any Eved Ivri that, for example, what if the Adam bought the Eved Ivri with a shtar, without Kesef. So then there's no din of a pigeon of Geron Kesef. And even an Amma, that the father sold her for an Amma Vriya, and he used a shtar, and he wasn't Mekabel Kesef, she does not have the Yetzia of Geron Kesef. Now the Taisa Rid Schalik, he disagrees, and he says that Ena Nirali Shemisha Nikna Vishtar Ena Megareya Pijana. Just because you were acquired using a shtar, you're not gonna have Geron Kesef. And he adds, and he clicks on the Rabbeinu Tam Tudli. She says, let's say you were Nikna Vishtar, but you made up that you got to pay out after the shtar. I mean, the shtar was just how the means of the kinyan, but you got to pay out for the Eved Ivri or for the Amar Vriya. Now the Taisa Rid says that in such cases he's Yaitza Begroyan, and the Taisa Rid wants to point out that he's even Chaylik with the Ben Otam, where the nomani was paid. Somebody made a matana of an Amar Vriya to an Adon. And no money was ever exchanged. No one, and it was done by shtar, and it was not done by kesef, and there was no payment for the Amar Vriya. Where the Rabbeinu Tam certainly holds that there's no din of growing kesef, but the Taisa Rid will argue, and he says that in such case there is a din. I imagine that you'd have to have Bezdin shots up the amount, you know, what would a number of years be worth? So, and it wouldn't go based on the money that was spent, because there is no money spent. So because the Tosfos Arid argues the Torah was mezakeh to be yotze with grown kesef, you could be paid yourself. So then he wants to know what is the difference between a mecher or a matana, whether it was money or there wasn't money. A person, an eved ivri, has the right to pay out and leave and gain his freedom. Now the question is, but the Mishnah says. Mishnah says that a nirtza doesn't go out with grown kesef. It's very much mashma. It doesn't mention grown kesef. Only an eved ivri that was nimka for l'shesh, but not a nirtza. So he's why? So he has to agree. A nirtza is not yotze for grown kesef. He wants to know why. He says it must be because it's a special class of Torah. Torah did not want the eved ivri to stay until yovel. He did not. The eved ivri should only be an indentured service for 6 years or a couple of years more, but not for forever. I mean, Yovel is considered for good. So the Torah gave a knas that there's no, that you don't buy yourself out. You want to do this? You didn't. The Torah didn't recommend such a thing, and you did it anyway. You're not going to be able to buy yourself out. And there, the only thing is, he has to serve till Yovel, or till the Adam dies. Now, the Mishnah Melech and actually the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin also says so, that there's no groin kesef I believe in the it's in Perek Gimel, I don't know if it's in Halacha Zayin, but in Halacha Zayin he says that you can't even use a shtar shichur on a nirtza. In other words, a nirtza, If the Adon wants to give him a shtar shechur, it doesn't help. The only thing that's going to get rid of him is Yovel or Mrs. Adon. Right? But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that's according to the Tosfos Arid, because the Tosfos Arid Lamdus was that a Nirtza has a knas, so just like he has a knas that he can't free himself on the day paying himself out, he can't free himself on the day shtar either. And the only thing he has is Yovel and Mrs. Adon. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's not a problem. Shtar's not a problem. Of course shtar would work, because the only reason why grown kesef doesn't work is because you didn't pay any money. It's not got nothing to do with money, so there's no buying yourself back. Now, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Mabez, Ois Tazayin, he holds that no matter what, everybody would hold him. Side Rabbeinu Tam, side Rabbeinu Tesarid, that a shtar works on a nirtza, and the machlekas Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosfos Arid was only about whether groin kesef is a possibility. Now, and the reason why he's saying so is because it should be a kal v'chomer from Eved Kenani. Now, Eved Kenani, there's no bigger kinyan in an Eved than in an Eved Kenani. Eved Ivri is not an absolute kinyan like Eved Kenani. The Gemara says that Eved Kenani is kasher v'chamara. It's just another ox in your possession. So it's a flat out, plain out, total kinyan, just as one owns an animal. This one is intelligent. But an Eved Ivri is doesn't have the same dinner. One of the other simonim that doesn't have the same dinner is because an Eved Kenani can't make anything himself. Even if it's not a business, let's say he finds a pearl in the sand, it's not his. If he picks it up, it belongs to his master. Hashem can Eved Ivri, everything that he finds is his. In fact, an Eved Ivri could work as long as he's doing his own work. He could have a little business on the side. It's all everything. There's no such thing as Yodai Kiyad Rabbi. It's only by Eved Kenani. So therefore, Ma'adach Shtar helps on an Eved Kenani. Kal v'chomer, it should help on Eved Ivri, even if he's a nirtza. Tosfos Arid said it's a knas. That because the nirtza was nirtza, and therefore he doesn't have a groin kesef. That's because he just wants to make a nirtza just on a more more Evid basis than an Evid Ivri, but not that he wants to equate him to an Evid Kanani. But Gavi Shtar, Avada would work a Shtar for a Mirza, so just like it works on a plain old Evid Ivri. The problem is that the Rambam in Avodim, that Rambam that we mentioned in Perek Gimel Halacha Zion, writes that a Nirtza is only kind of himself with Yovel and with Misodin. Now the Rambam, the Rambam, there's never such thing in Rambam's Tanu V'Shayer. It's only in the Gemara. There's a whole reason behind that. It's because the Gemara was Malpeh. The Rambam was written, so you write everything. You don't leave anything out. Mela, if the Rambam left out Shtar on a Nirtza, he means to say that the Shtar doesn't work. So it's a problem if the Menuchas Chinuch has got a Kal V'Chomer. According to the Rambam, what happened to that Kal V'Chomer? I mean, you see, the Rambam doesn't take into consideration the Menuchas Chinuch Kal V'Chomer. The Menuchas Chinuch says that the Rambam was only dealing with growing Kesef, and it's because growing Kesef and Mitzvah Odin is not something that the Odin decides to do. It's about Korcha the Odin, so therefore, he says, how is it kind of Atzmai, by the goodness of the choice of his Odin, only the growing Kesef and Mises Odin. But of course, he can be, if the Odin decides, so we can give him a Shtar and Shechem. But Pashas Lashon of the Rambam is that a Nirtza is not Yaitza, not the Goren Kasef, and not the Shtar Shechar. Only the Yavol Mises Odin. So what is this? Now, let's go back to this Machloikas, the Tyson Rid and the Rabbeinu Tam. What's their Machloikas? We could say that we could put this in terms of a Chakira. What's the idea of a Nirtza? The Nirtza has to serve until Yavol, or the death of the Yavol. Now, is that the pshat is that when you become a nirtza and you do the ritzia on the guy's ear, is it the pshat is that creates that disallows the yitzias that a regular Abed Ivri has? So therefore, the old kinyan that he had till now continues to proceed because. So that the whole din of service till Yovel is, and that he doesn't go out with Shanim, right? And it's only because that the original kinyan that the Odin made continues further, and it has nothing to break it up, like because the din of Shanim has been deactivated. Okay. Now, so all he is an Evid Ivri, mitzad what an Evid Ivri used to be, what was when he first started. And it's just that all the denim of release have been removed after if you do a ritzia until you have. Or should we say, that's one side of the chakira. Or shall we make or perhaps it's the pshat that when you do the ritzia, it's creates a new avdus. Now, as the old kinyan and the old avdus of a regular Abed Ivri has gone, has terminated by a ritzia, and new kinyan is introduced, and in this new kinyan, and in this new kinyan, there's no dim shanim, and the only thing that will release him will be the coming of Yovel, right? That's because it's a new kinyan. Now, how about the Lashon of the Mishnah that says, Anirtza Nikna Beritziah? And now, that would be mashma that it's a kinyan, a new kinyan. Now, we would also be able to perhaps bring a raya that it's a new kinyan from the fact that Anirtza is released by the death of his Odin, and the Bonim don't yarshan him, and he doesn't have to finish off his, let's say before Yovel, the Odin dies, he doesn't have to finish off his service until Yovel. But in the case of Evid Ivri Stam, if the Odin dies in the middle of Shanim of the Sheish, or the 10 years that whatever they made up, then the rest of the years are not he doesn't, no, as the evidivri, the plain evidivri, doesn't gain his release. He has to finish off the years of service to the bonim. There's the bonim yarshin. Why is this? It would seem that then it's a whole new kind of abdus. The first kind of abdus there was Yerusha on, and the second kind of abdus of Ritzia, there's no Yerusha on. Right, so it's one of the problem would be what happened to the why don't we make a Kal Vachomer when he had when the father had a kinyan of Sheishanim, and he was Marish the and he died within before the Sheish, he was Marish the Yevid to the children, and now that he has a kinyan Ilamis, well, according, it's Ilamai Shel Yovel, there is no Din Yerusha. He has a greater kinyan, and he can't give it over to his children. Why is that? So there's an inconsistency in the logic of this all. Now, this would have been the machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Taisarid, because you could say that the Rabbeinu Tam holds that at least the Taisarid says that it's a new kinyan. The Torah was made a knas, and therefore it's a new kinyan, and nothing works. Nothing in the old kinyan work. That's why there's no more din shanim. But according to the a shtar won't work either. It's a new kinyan, and who said on this we don't have a chiddush that shtar works in this new kinyan? But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the only reason why, it's not that it's an opinion, it's the same old opinion, the only reason why there's no Gron Kesef is because no money was paid. He's just gets Ritzia he's stuck until Yevil. So since there was no new money paid, so there's no Gron Kesef. It was mashma that it's the old Kenyan, it's just that, and it continues. And the Kenyan, the old continues, proceeds. And so therefore he has and he's stuck, and there's no I. So then, and if it's the same kind of kinyan and it's a result of the old original kinyan, why doesn't a groin cast of help? Why can't you pay yourself out there? It's because you didn't use money to get to the other didn't use money and you didn't shell out money to buy the other. Now, however. Now, there would still be this inconsistency that we mentioned before, that an evidivri is not as... Okay, whatever the case is, the Rosh Yeshiva holds that's not what's going on over here. The Rosh Yeshiva holds that a nirtza is not a kinyan. It's not a kinyan like, in a sense, shtar is a kinyan, kasef is a kinyan, chazak is a kinyan on karka, it's not on evidivri. But it does work on evidivri. But Ritzia is not a means to make a kinyan, and so it's not going to be a new kinyan, and it's not a question whether the old kinyan survives, right? It's a chalois abdus, a new kind of abdus. I mean, we spoke before that every kinyan has to first create abdus, because before it could create abdus, there's nothing to acquire, because in Domel Ben Chayim doesn't have a din moment, right? So every kinyan, kesef and shtar would have to first create the idea of an eved ivri. Now it's a chalos shem eved ivri, and we said before that's why you have to have a pasuk for all the different various cases of eved ivri, macharatzma, nimka la'akum and such almavria. Yeah, but here you're not gaining a kinyan by a ma'isa kinyan. What you're doing over here is you're making a new chalos avdus. You're creating, before there was a chalos of eved ivri plane of initial stage of eved ivri, and here we have a new kind of eved ivri called a nirtza, and this is new avdus. Not, you don't have to buy this new avdus. If you created this avdus of a nirtza, it's memela yours. And therefore, why should it help shtar? It's not the the Siba for it being yours is the Chaloy Shem Nirtza. And who was never given that Shtar can remove the Shem Nirtza. it says Shtar can take away Kenyan, can be Mavato, the original Kenyan, but who said that it can be Mavato, the new Chalois of Abdus over here. Except Yoivo, right, it does help, and Miss Odin does help, because Yoivo and Miss Odin are not, don't remove Kinyan. They act by dissolving Chalois Avdus. You can't ask Akasha. Shtar should help. Shtar should help with explaining the Rambam. Rambam holds off and clear in the Chayyar that there's no Shtar. Shtar for a Nirtza, right? So the reason why that would be is because the Rambam holds that what you're not being kinda an Eved Ivri when you do a Ritzia, you're creating a new Avdus, and the Mela, as a result, this Avdus, you gain a bias in the Eved until Yavo, and Yavo releases, not because it gets rid of the Kenyan, because it's a Chalais drawer, it's a Chalais of liberation. It acts on the Shem Avdus and dissolves the Shem Avdus. In other words, a regular Eved Ivri, let's say a Nimker Bignei Vasaya, Mecher Atzmai, and Eved Ivri, there's a Kenyan, you gain a Kenyan, but at the same time, of course, the Kesef, whatever creates the Kenyan, has to also create what there is to be kind of, so, but what happens is you get a Kenyan. Mashenkin over here, the Maisa creates a Kenyan to you, for you, it becomes yours because of the Maisa of Kenyan. Whereas in a Ritzia is not a Maisa Kenyan, Ritzia is a Maisa of Chalois new of the new type of Abdus and Ramela, and it's you're the Odin to that Abdus. If we're going to say that Gron Kesef works, the Tesserid holds that Gron Kesef works, we could say that that's like Chil on Hektish. So, in other words, he's saying, why shouldn't Gron Kesef work? I mean, Hektish didn't pay. I gave it away to Hektish, and I can be paid it by being machalit by substituting cash for the item that I was machdish to Bedek Amais. So same thing over here. I can Gron Kesef is you're giving cash to the Odin as a substitute for the Avdus that he created in you when you became a Nirtza. So therefore, it would work. But except the Tesserit says it's a knas that it doesn't work because he wasn't supposed to become an Yitzhak. Right, Tom can hold though that it's a regular, there's no new Avdus. It's a Kenyan, just like Kesef, and it's a Kenyan that removes the dinim of Shanim and any other kind of release. But since no money was paid for this Nirtza, so you can't use Gron Kesef. That's our benefit. But Shtar would work because all a Nirtza is an Eved Ivri that you made a Kenyan for a longer time. And therefore, Shtar should work. Now, I'd like to... This is sort of like very superficial, but the next piece I'm going to say is a little bit more in depth, and this takes a lot more understanding, but I can't give it over to you in just one little session here. But let me just say that to understand this, we have to really, really talk about a yesod that the Rosh Hashiva has in Kenyan moment. There are two parts to a Kenyan moment. There's the part, one part we would call the title, It's yours. It's a kinyan. It's a kinyan shalah. You're kind of it, and it's yours. Now, that's not the end of the idea of kinyan mamon. In the idea of kinyan mamon, there's a second part called bios, called schus mamon. In other words, all the possibilities of the usage and the use that a piece of capital can do for you is, and you control it, and it comes to you. It's your right. All that is second concept in Kenyan. Now, and also the idea that you can sell it, give it away. That's aside from it's as a result of the fact that it's shaloi, right? But it's a second din. It's a din that the shaloi grants you a kayach and a schus to do these things and many things. For example, we were talking before in another previously we were talking about Paris that's not yet there on your tree. When it does appear, why is it yours? The answer is because the tree is yours. You have a kinyan shaloi in the tree. You have a power to acquire the new stuff that comes out of it. Now, so let's there's so much more to be said about this, but just let's try to relate it back to what we were talking about in whether Nirtza is a new kind of Abdus or just a continuation of the old Abdus and of the old Kenyan without the limitations of Shonim. By Nirtza, there's no Kenyan Shaloi. You don't really have a Kenyan Shaloi. Because all you did here, the Kenyan Shaloi is gone, according to the Taisa Rid. The Kenyan Shaloi is gone. It's no longer here, because after Sheshonim, it's gone. Or after the amount of Shonim that were stipulated, it's gone. The other thing is what you're allowed to do, as long as you're still in Eved, you can't do it after the Shonim has liberated him. But as long as you are an Eved, you're able to create by the Haskama of the Eved, you're able to create a Chalois Abdus of a Nirtza. Not to acquire this Eved for any further time. And the Kenyan that you originally made is gone at the end of Shonim. But you have the power to make a brand new Chalois of Abdus of Nirtza. Now, this halacha, Abdus of Nirtza, has halachas. It grants you a title. It grants you kinyan. It grants you all this chosin and that you can get out of this Eved Ivri. But it's a result of the Abdus. Amela, you should be able to use groin kesef to get rid of the Abdus. Shtar does not help because Shtar does not get rid of the Abdus. Yovel helps because Yovel is chalos to liberate and the Abdus and dissolve the Abdus. Mises, now, why is there a difference between the din of Mises Odin by an Eved Ivri Nimkar L'Shesh and an Eved Ivri Anirtza? Terence says, because and Eved Ivri and Nimkar L'Shesh, and the Odin dies, the children Yarshin, he has to finish off the service, whereas Anirtza, if the Odin dies, he doesn't have to finish off the service. The answer is, because in the first case, you're kind of the Eved for Sheshanim. So after 3 years, the Odin dies, it's just like any other property that the father owns, that he manages to pass it off to the children, the Yarshim. Because all the father had was a regular Kenyan, and and it's a Kenyan Shaloi, like any other Mammon, it's inherited by the children of Moshe Enkei, a Nirtza. A Nirtza is not you don't get a Kenyan Shaloi. That old Kenyan that you made originally in the Eved Ivri day one is gone. You created a new Chalois Nirtza, since you're the creator, so the results, the tzchusim in this moment go to you, but you don't really have title. So Mel, if you don't have title, there's no Yerusha. You can't Yarshin something that's not Konui. to you that you don't own. But as it is right now, you don't own it, but it's still, you get all the service because you made the Chalois Shem Abdus of Nirtza. So you, since you made the Chalois Shem Abdus of Nirtza, so then you get all the Schusei Mammon, as long as there's an Abdus Shel Nirtza. But if you die, there's no more Abdus Shel Nirtza. I mean, there's no, if you're not the Odin, then the Abdus of Nirtza is will dissipate, and I let the children yarshin their answers. They can't yarshin an avdus. They can only yarshin mammon. They can only yarshin kinyan. What's under the father had kinyan. Therefore, there's no yerusha by mis odin releases the nirtza, and therefore shtar doesn't work. The shtar doesn't get rid of the avdus. Shtar is only given to remove a kinyan. There's no such thing as I mean, if it wouldn't work, it would have to create emancipation, it would have to create liberation. That's not what it does. Even Shtar Evikinani doesn't do that. Another day, another subject, another dollar. This has been Clip 3.